really was alone. Justin then said, "Looks like he's trying to see if her husband's around." The West Indian guy looked directly at Justin and said in an East London Jamaican accent, "Aye, her husband, man." Chapter 1. Emily. I'm Emily, well-educated, and people tell me I have a posh voice. And prior to meeting Dwight, used to work as an air hostess for Harrods Aviation. I'd only been working there for about a year, and it was a dream come true. I'd met so many celebrities and wealthy individuals, but when Dwight booked a private jet to fly him and his three friends to Holland for the weekend, it totally turned my life upside down. I have no idea why, but I was infatuated with him from the moment he boarded the plane. I'd never even dreamed of going with a black guy before, and was already engaged to be married. My boyfriend was also in aviation, but worked as an aircraft engineer. Anyway, what happened was they were going to Wasteland, a big fetish club event in Rotterdam for the weekend. Dwight was a perfect gentleman on the flight, but his three friends were obviously drunk or high on something, as they were joking around and trying to get me and Anna, the other air hostess, to sit down and have a drink with them. I obviously declined, as I was engaged and we weren't allowed to socialise with the clients. But Anna was getting really excited and wanted to have some fun with them. Dwight's friends were all white British, and one in particular had Anna on his lap and was almost making love to her. Luckily, it was only a short 50-minute flight, or else I'm sure she'd have been naked, and I was really scared that the pilots would come out and catch them. But like I said, Dwight was a real charmer and was talking to me as he could see I was getting concerned about his friend's antics. He'd booked a private Learjet for the whole weekend, and instead of us flying back to Luton Airport and picking them up again on the Sunday afternoon, he put us all up at the Bilderberg Park Hotel and even invited us to the weekend event. Anna was well keen, as were the two pilots, and because I said I didn't want to go, she tried her hardest to convince me, saying it was only a one-off and she'd been to a lot of fetish clubs in London and said Wasteland was huge and attracted over 1,000 people. She was so excited, and to be honest, I was quite intrigued to see what went on, so agreed to go. Dwight had booked separate rooms for himself and his friends, and two large, luxurious twin king-size bedrooms for the pilots, and of course, Anna and myself shared the other one. Anna was clearly attracted to David, one of the guys she was playing around with on the flight, and was in his room, leaving me all alone. And as I was laying on the bed messaging my fiancé back in the UK, wondering if I should tell him where I was going, there was a knock on my door. Imagine my surprise when I opened it to see Dwight standing there, asking if everything was okay and if I liked the room. I told him it was lovely and he didn't need to waste so much money on such expensive rooms, as we could have flown back to pick him up on Sunday. But he said he wanted to talk to me. So I hesitantly let him in, and he told me to relax and have a glass of wine with him. He ordered some wine to be brought up, and then started asking me about my personal life. I told him I was getting married and loved my boyfriend very much, and I was only coming to the club because Anna had convinced me. Anyway, he said he understood my concerns and was really pleased that I'd decided to come. I suppose it was because he was so easygoing and that I'd had at least two glasses of wine, but out of curiosity, I asked him what he did for a living. He said he was a retired drug baron, and we both burst out laughing because I thought he was joking. Well, it turned out he was, and had made his fortune by wholesaling to the various smaller drug lords in the UK and Europe. But because of various Russian and other Eastern European mafia types taking over, he retired and bought a penthouse apartment in Brighton and a motor yacht in the marina. I was more than impressed and had never talked to a real-life drug dealer before, so we continued chatting. And as I was getting more and more relaxed, he surprised me